first, a very good morning to Louise O'Brien.
Morena, Catherine, how are you?
I'm really well, thank you. Please tell me all about Queen Bee by Jane Fallon, your book.
It's her 10th novel, actually, and some listeners might know her as the author of Faking Friends. So Queen Bee takes as its subject suburban politics, I think. There's a woman called Laura. She's a newly single mother. She's the owner of a cleaning service, and she's between homes, leaving her marital home, trying to set up for her and her daughter. And she moves into the servants' quarters above the garage in a mansion in a cul-de-sac in London called The Close. And it is closed in all kinds of ways. It's full of women who are familiar to us from all those Real Housewives programs. They've got funny shaped lips and funny shaped bums, and they wear lots of leisure wear and do yoga, and there's garden parties and drinks and nannies and housekeepers, and there's a bit upstairs, downstairs. She never is fully accepted, and the centre of the circle of women is called Stella, who's immediately suspicious of Laura and suspects that she has designs on her fiance Al. And so it charts Laura trying to navigate and find a space in this group of rich and rather useless women. And I'm going to damn it with faint praise and say that it does everything perfectly well. It's readable, it's light, it's funny, it's familiar, but it's also fairly predictable. And the humour has rather easy targets. These women are all caricatures, trophy wives. They talk funny, they wear funny clothes. And I think it was just all a bit too once over lightly. So what I'd like to do instead is recommend two other versions, similar themes, books which do it in a more subtle and nuanced way. They're a bit wittier and a bit sharper. And the first one is Big Little Lies by Leanne Moriarty, made famous by the miniseries, but the book is fabulous. And Arlington Park by Rachel Cusk. Big Little Lies is set in Australia, but Rachel Cusk is also set in a part of London. And they're just books which do the same thing with a bit more depth, I think, and might be more satisfying for readers.
Was the depth in story development, character development, just nothing happening? What was missing when you compare it to Big Little Lies, which is such a hit, of course, in both its iterations? There was so much humour in that. There was so much pathos in that and really sharply defined characters. Is that the sort of compare-contrast we should think about?
Yes, these characters don't have that kind of depth, and you never get to feel pathos for them because you feel like you know everything about them because there's nothing to know. They are women of little intellect or ambition, and they're funny for a little bit and then not so much.
Thank you. Got the picture. Thank you so much. Louise O'Brien has reviewed Queen Bee by Jane Fallon. It's published by Penguin Random House, $37 the price.